Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
My name's Martin Anson. I'm on the designer course, TMA 20. Form name is Wicked Boy.
So we're here at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam. First question, how have you finding it so far?
It's quite interesting. I've been awake now for about 34 and a half hours and I don't feel tired at all. It's been a learning curve because we've kind of been thrown in the deep. We're getting there and it's fun. And I've got a good team, so I feel confident.
How has the team reacted then to, you know, this intense work period? Now, you said you've been awake for a long time. Has the whole team been up that long, and how are they all finding it?
Well, because I delegated myself as team lead with no objections from the rest of the team, I kind of sent people for regular breaks, and I've kind of taken it upon myself not to. So the team are doing okay. It's just me that's kind of crazy.
The theme of the event is Guy Fawkes. How did you react to that, and how did the team come up with a game idea based around it?
I'm guessing because it was sort of the fifth, we kind of had a suspicion in our heads anyway that it was going to be based around fireworks Guy Fawkes. The idea, that was interesting and a lot of discussion, but it was fun, and it's a funky idea which we're hoping will come within the top four.
Of course, if you come in the top four, you have the opportunity to go to make something unreal live with Epic Games at the Gadget Show Live next year. If you're team one, what would that mean to you?
I'd be ecstatic because it's just an opportunity that you're not going to get again. It's the opportunity of a lifetime and to potentially start a career that, you know, wasn't thinkable 4 or 5 years ago.
Here at the Train to Game Game Jam, have you used the skills you've learned in your course so far, and B, have you learned any new skills?
Okay, I've learned more to delegate tasks to different members of the team. I guess I'm learning sort of putting documents together and communicating it more to the team, building on what we learned in the first section of the design course.
So if you had the opportunity to come to another Train to Game Game Jam in future, would you take it?
Most definitely. I don't care if it's 72 hours, I'll just stay up anyway.
Okay, a little bit about you now. Why did you choose the course you're on in particular, and why did you choose to do it with Train to Game?
I chose Train to Game because I saw a web advert get into the games design industry. I've been an avid gamer ever since I was born, really. I sort of started out with the Commodore 64, which I still own. Relic, but fun. And it just seemed the best opportunity at the time for me.
What do you do away from Train to Game? What's your role, a job, or do you in life? What's your life experience?
I work as a network admin for an ISP based in Gloucester. I do 12-hour days and kind of boring. It's kind of sitting down doing nothing. If nothing goes wrong, there's nothing to do. So hence I want to get out of it and do fun stuff.
So that's why you're looking for a career in the games industry. So far, what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game game design course so far?
I think it's just gelling with such a good team. There's only 7 of us, 3 designers, 2 artists and 2 developers, and we've just done so much with so few resources. And everyone's worked tirelessly to pull off an amazing achievement so far. So that's what I found so far.
Looking ahead, when you finish your Train to Game course, do you want to go into a big developer in a minor role, or would you rather be in your own studio with other Train to Game students as an indie making your own games?
Quite personally, I'm quite ambitious, so I wouldn't mind starting up with nothing and achieving sort of great things on a low budget. You know, kind of like Darwinia back in the day. That was a great game and things like that.
Here at the Train to Game Game Jam, how have you found using UDK? Have you had any experience with it before this?
So far, it's been fun. Finding all the little quirks and bugs and then working ways around them and pulling the gurus in and going, this doesn't work, help. It's fun. We're getting there.
What would your ideal job in the games industry be? Is there a specific developer or indeed game series you really, really want to work on in future?
If I had the chance to work on Mass Effect, that would be really cool, because I love that series. That's probably my favourite, and I can't wait until January.
When you're playing games like Mass Effect and others, do you take the skills you've learned on the Train to Game design course, and do you see yourself critically looking at games, saying, oh, I'd do that differently, and that could be tweaked, things like that?
No, to be honest, when I'm playing games, I just take myself out of my mind and just play for fun. I don't want to look at it critically because I want to enjoy the game. I don't want to spoil myself by saying, oh, I don't like that and I don't like that.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about Train to Game or the Train to Game Game Jam?
Just that I would recommend anybody come along to a game jam. You know, it's fun. Yeah, you might be awake for 48 to 52 hours, but, you know, you only live once.
Great, thanks for your time.
Cool, thanks.